You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, from First Church Fivefold Fellowship and Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2865 or 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie. Our morning service start at 11 o'clock. Our Sunday school start at 10. And now we are back on our regular Bible study on Wednesday night at 7:30. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the year 2016, I thank the Lord for each and every listener that's out there listening to this program today. Hey, God is good.
God is good. God is good.
Yeah, because he woke us up this morning in the year 2016. There are some that did not make it to 2016.
And we're grateful.
We are so grateful.
We're just so grateful, so grateful. God is doing a lot of things in 2016 for First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries. And we just hope that some of you just come by, visit, you know, and just fellowship with us. And we hope you gain something, some insight, because, like I said, this year is going to be different from all the years that has passed. There's a lot of spiritual growth. There's a lot of growth even in the ministry within itself. And one of the ministries that we're going to talk about today is Open Arms for Hurting Women.
Open Arms Outreach Ministry, yes.
Yes, and that's my ministry. Actually, that's my compassion, because I don't believe that God took me through the things that he took me through in life for me not to be a help to somebody else, and how he brought me out of the situations that I was in, all of the issues that I was dealing with within myself. And I'm not perfect, because I'm still dealing with some things, but it's not as bad.
Yes.
Because I've learned to trust and rely and lean on God. And that's what we're going to talk about today is hurting women, because the conference is not our conference, but it's actually a brunch. And our first brunch is going to start January the 23rd at 11 o'clock a.m. And women, you are invited. Even young girls are hurting just as much as the women are. So if you want to just tag along with your mom and come, or if you just want to drive, we have some teenagers that are drivers. You have your license, your permit, or whatever. Come, 2865 Southwest Brightington Street. You all are invited, because we're going to be dealing with topics of life. And how the problems that we're going through keep us down and out. God has put this ministry in my belly because of hurting pastors and leaders that are out there, and they have not begun to heal. So this is about healing from within. Everything is confidential. Everything has to stay in its place right there. Because I don't want women coming and feeling that if they're talking about a certain subject or themselves, it's going to be talked about again. No, we all are hurting. We're all coming to get healed. So I really encourage you to come. One of the topics, I'm going to just talk about some topics that, you know, we're going to be discussing there. And it's going to be on anger and bitterness, abuse, depression, fear. And a lot of these things, you know, we talk about, but we're holding them in, and it's keeping us from being healed internally in order to relate to people that we come across every day. Because we come across women every day that are suffering within, and you won't even know it if you don't recognize the signs.
Apostle, can I jump in there for a minute?
Yes.
I like it because that's part of my passion too. Seeing that women's are being healed, because I have a daughter, I got granddaughters, and I had a mother and grandmother, and I got great grand. And part of the problem a woman's being hurt is of men folks. We are part of the problem as well. And I understand as me being a leader and a leadership in men, and I do minister to a lot of ladies, and I can feel they hurt. And I know some of the hurt. And some of the hurt that we have come from us men folks on how we treat our wives and how we treat our girlfriends. And a lot of it become because as most men, we don't know how to show our affection, and we don't know how to show love. So we have to learn how to love the mate that God give us. And one thing that I always refer to, when the Bible gave a command that man love your wife, and never tells the woman to love her husband, but always give the man the command to love your wife. And we are a part of it. And I myself was a part of some of the hurt that I did with some women when I was growing up, and how I was taught, and the things that I learned, and how to manipulate and how to use women. And then when they hurt, then, you know, it, to me, it was just like a game.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I understand that there are men that are hurting as well. And so what I'm going to do, along with my wife, and every second Saturday of the month, starting in February, I'm going to do one for hurting men. And there's a lot of men out there are being hurt, but yet because of our machismo, and because of, you know, we don't, we men, and we don't want to go tell nobody that we've been hurt. And by us not being able to express ourselves and tell ourselves, so then what we do, we'll turn around and take that anger, take that hurt, and we'll take it out on the ones that who we say that we love, and one who we confess that we love, but yet we treat them in such a way because we are hurting on the inside. And order for the family, order for a marriage to grow, the husband and the wife need to be able to go to somebody and talk to them about the hurt that they're going through. And like I say, you know, and I know I was a part of that program, a part of that process myself. And I'm, you know, I'm ashamed of what I did. I'm confessing rather, but I did do some stuff, but yet I did it because that's what I was taught. I didn't know no better.
Right.
So now
right.
We need to start teaching our young men how to love and treat our women.
Amen, amen. Let's talk about abuse, because abuse is one that women and men go through. Like you just said, you know, it's an equal thing here.
Yes,
it's just something that we don't identify, or we can identify with. Some women they're so abused to, they don't know which way to turn.
They don't.
Some of them, you know, they go back to the streets. You know, there's causes mm-hmm. and effect with some of these things. Some people were raped, you know, and it causes them to live a double lifestyle.
Yes.
So the sexual entity part of this, and we wonder why, you know, young men turn to be, you know, homosexuals, and women turn to be
lesbians.
You know, lesbians. It's because of all this thing that have took place in their life as a small child.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're small, these things, they take root and they grow and they grow. As they grow into what, mature women and men, you know, now it's, they don't want to identify with the opposite sex because of what happened to them in their past.
Yeah.
So they would rather just identify with someone else and try to find love in what? All of the wrong places.
Place. Yeah,
the Bible says there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So if we can't find ourselves in the Word,
yes,
teaching them to love themselves, because God will forgive us for whatever sin that we have that we've done and committed.
If we be wholly sorry for it.
We'll be wholly sorry.
Yeah.
Another thing is women and men both. I'm going to speak on women and men both because they both deal with anger and bitterness.
Yes.
You know, bitterness with how do I deal with it from myself, within myself.
Yeah. And I also want to kind of go back a little bit on the abuse. Mm-hmm. There's two types of abuse that goes on. There's a physical abuse. And there's a mental abuse. And on my behalf, I think mental abuse is worse than physical.
Oh, yes.
With physical
yes.
abuse, your bruises go away. But once you mess with somebody's mind, man, that's a terrible thing.
It's really sad because I see a lot of confused women that yes. just, you know, they don't know which way to turn because of that mind thing. And their mind, it's almost as if they're bipolar because
yeah,
one minute that they can be this way, one minute they can be another way, and you're trying to figure them out and they're all over the place. So
yes.
I look at them and I say, well, there's a cause, the reason why they're like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of my nursing ability helps me to just talk to people and see where they're coming from and identify
yes.
the painful issues that they're dealing with. You know, I talk to a lot of women.
Yeah, and I also noticed that a lot of times when they are young and they be hurt and they go tell the mother or the father, nobody believes them. And they want to point the finger at like they was the cause of the whole thing. And
oh,
that's
yes.
where it comes from. That's where it begins
oh,
to stem
yes.
from.
A lot of things happen because of, say, molestation in
yes.
the home. And the mother is not really with the father. And she winds up with someone else.
Yes.
You got a stepfather
yes.
in the home. And then mom has to go to work trusting her child with this man.
Yes.
Her lover, her husband. So there's things going on in the home where this man start molesting a boy or a girl.
Yes.
So who can they go to?
True.
If they go to their mother and tell their mothers this, they think that their mother is going to blame them
for
what they did. So, you know, that grows up in a child.
Yes.
They don't know how to go to someone that they can trust to help them out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said before, and that grows into what? Anger and bitterness, even towards a parent.
Yes.
There are some parents that will believe their children.
Yes.
There are some parents that
yes,
won't.
They're not, yes. Because the woman's so in love with this man and maybe he providing good money or taking care of the bills or whatever, and she don't want to lose that financial a security, so now she rather believe this man over her child. And I think that's wrong because there ain't no way that you should be able to put no man or woman above your church. I just don't believe in that because if your child, you should know who your child is. You should know whether your child is telling the truth or telling a lie. So when stuff like that happens, then you need to be able to go and learn about it because I almost got it put into a situation like that. I married to a young lady, and she tried to get her daughter to tell the police that I molested her. But yet, and still, God gave sense enough to the young girl to tell her mother, I'm not going to tell that lie because the mother was angry with me. And then she tried to, you know,
set me up,
mm-hmm. get me in jail. And see, these are the things that were special for those that are married and a step-role father. I understand that because then you got to deal with the mother, you got to deal with the children. And we know sometimes the children try to play the mother
against
the father,
yes,
and the father against the mother.
Yes, they
and
do.
And then instead of the parents come together on one accord and say, whatever the father say, that's what it is. And you got no business coming to me and trying to undermine. But yet, when stuff like that do happen, the child or the person needs somebody that they can go to. So now you get a lot of women that they'll take this baggage with them into the different relationship. Now, you can't have a full relationship. You can't trust nobody. You can't love nobody because you got this extra burden that's sitting on your shoulder, and you're just waiting for something to happen, something to go up. Then once you do that, now you're trying to get out of the relationship.
We're looking for red flags. That's
red
right.
Flag.
That's right. Instead of going into it with an open mind and judging the person for themselves.
For who you are.
For who they are,
yes.
not you know, trying to put a past relationship, you know, in to fit that relationship into that person, because now we what? Like I said, we put up red flags and we begin to look for signs. Yes. So the first sign that we see, we want to run.
Yes. And also in this mental abuse, and mental abuse really takes power over a person and get a lot of females and get a lot of where they will do things that they normally wouldn't do, because the man came in and he used his power and he don't brainwash them, or he don't put fear in them, and they are afraid to do something. They're afraid to say something, and they know that he is doing wrong. So now he got control over the whole situation. Instead of them standing up and fighting, but yet and still they got fear. And some of them figure like, you know, when they was growing up and the mother probably teach them, well, it's okay, you know, you supposed to accept whatever a man do. I'm sorry, I do not agree with that.
I don't agree with that either.
I do not agree with that. I really don't.
I don't, because they're going down the same path.
Same path, yeah.
That the mother has gone down. Yes. So we have to be able to, you know, reach people. And see, a lot of times these things bring on habits.
Yes.
You know, people, you know, indulge themselves into alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. There's so much.
Yes.
You know, like I say, double lifestyle, substance abuse. Mm. They turn to drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
And some people, you know, turn into being sexually promiscuous.
Yes.
Because of it. You know, yes. It's not them, because they haven't really identified who they are.
Yes.
So they feel just like you said, I'm supposed to do this because mm-hmm. I saw my mother do this.
Yes.
But inside they're hurting. Mm. A lot of pain.
Yes.
That, you know, a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness.
Yes.
You know, then they go into a deep depression behind all this stuff, you know. Contemplating suicide.
Yes. Mm.
So these are deep rooted issues that Open Arms for Hurting Women is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting to the problem, to mm-hmm. the root problem, dealing with it
mm-hmm.
so that now we can move forward.
Yes.
Because we want to maximize our potential in life instead of being held back. And a lot of women or men, some men suffer from low self-esteem because mm-hmm. of this. They can't move past that stigma that they have in their mind
mm-hmm.
because of what happened to them.
So now let's kind of talk about the leaders in the church and those that go to the leaders and looking for answers and looking for help from the leaders. And you got some leaders, this is messed up as some of the folks that come, because, you know, we do have some leaders, and I'm a leader myself. We do have some leaders that abuse their wives. You know what I mean? And in the church, they got the wife in the church, they got the girlfriend in the church, girlfriend pregnant, you know, and then she can't say nothing because she's the first lady of the church, and she feel that she has to go along with it, she has to deal with it. So now when the congregation find out about it, now they all upset, you know. And but yet if you look at it, and I truly believe there's always signs that a person will give out if you know how to read the sign.
Well, I yes.
Always say.
A lot of times what we do is we mask, or women that are leaders, or even men that are leaders that are being abused, you mask.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want people to see inside because of your title or
yep.
your position that you hold.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to see me being abused.
Yes.
I can't go to anybody and talk to somebody and tell them, you know, how I feel or what's going on in my household, because they're going to look at me different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we feel.
Yes.
But it's not so much, you know, you have to go to somebody. You have to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Even if you're just talking to God.
Yes.
You know, we preach this word day in and day out, but a lot of times we don't really know how to apply the word to ourselves.
Yes.
We just reach out and say, you know, hey, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. I need your prayers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a person keep telling you, I need your prayers.
Uh-oh.
And you a leader,
yes.
And you can't go to God for yourself and trust God to get you through this.
Mm-hmm.
or to seek and find help, because God gives us wisdom.
Yes, he does.
There's help out there for leaders.
Yes.
We're no better than the congregation.
That's right.
We have pain. We hurt just like you hurt.
Yes.
Who do you talk to?
That's a good question. Who do a leader talk to? I mean, you know, who can I go to, or who can you go to when we are hurting, or we need to talk to somebody? And then, you know, you got to be, I understand that you got to be careful on who you go to. You just can't go to.
And you can't go to anybody.
Because some people just nosy. I'm going to put it out there. Some people just nosy. They want to get in your business and spread your business all out in the air. But that's not what it's all about.
No.
So you should be able to go to somebody in confidence and speak to somebody and knowing that your business would not get in the street.
Oh, you better not tell some of these women that you and your husband haven't paid, because women go to church looking for a pastor.
Yeah, they do.
They look for, they want to marry a pastor. He got to be a pastor.
Yeah, they better be careful what they ask for.
not knowing that this woman is crying and hurting, yes, and in pain, all in secret.
Yes.
You know, so young ladies, you don't necessarily have to have a pastor order to be married to the right person.
Yeah.
God will send you who you need. A lot of times he send you somebody and you looking at that person and you don't think he's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But he's exactly what you're looking for. It's the opposite. He will send you the opposite of who you are.
Yeah.
Something to keep you balanced.
Yeah. So now you saying that open arm outreach for women is for all women, including leaders and any woman that is hurting and just need to go out and try to get some help and try to talk about your problem and get some good counsel advice.
Yes. Mentoring advice.
Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a healing process that we need to get from within.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't get it if we stay locked in behind our closed doors and we keep that mask up.
Mm-hmm.
That facade going.
Yes.
You know, I call it the woman in the hat syndrome.
Yes.
You know, you got your pastor's wives that wear these hats. And
come on now.
And I kind of got a figure of a feeling the reason why they wear the hat is because they want to mask the pain.
Come
they don't
now.
Want nobody to see how they really look.
So you saying if a leader wife is being hurting in the church, then she can't go and express yourself because she got to put up that facade that everything is all right.
Everything is all right when everything is all wrong.
Come on now.
Come on, women. I'm talking to you this morning. You're not by yourself. You got to reach somebody. You got to let somebody in.
Yes.
God will send that right person. You need to seek God.
Yes.
Seek godly advice. And there are people out there that who really genuinely cares about how you feel, how you look, and really wants to help you heal.
Yes.
But you got to identify within yourself, do I want to be healed?
Yes. Amen. Yes. You need to be healed. I mean, and that's a process of God want us to be healed. So that's why he give us the way to be healed. And we need to learn how to tap into the healing power of God. And talking that I found out, if you begin to talk to somebody, then you can be able to express yourself, and that's the process of start of the healing.
The starting process, because when I was going through my painful experience in life with my first husband, I tell you, I began to talk to people on my job. It wasn't everybody. It was just, I was connected with older women. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
They were older. They were wiser. So they were able to help me because I was able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can talk about your feelings, that's the beginning. Like Apostle Whitaker said, that's the beginning of the healing process. You won't heal if you keep it all bottled up on the inside.
That's suicide.
That's major suicide. It's major depression. It's major issues.
Major issue.
So we want our self-esteem back. So, we want our life back.
Why don't you give your number so that the women who want to come and can call and talk to you?
Yes. My number is 561-718-2139. It may be that's a West Palm Beach number, but that's my cell number. I keep that on me at all times. You know, anybody that's out there that's listening and you need somebody to just hear you, again, my number is 561-718-2139.
Okay. And the service will be on the 23rd of January. That's next Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's a brunch, and it's for women's only.
Women only.
No men's are allowed. And also on February the 22nd, then I will be having for the men's. And it'll be men's only. No women's allowed. And whatever we say, we'll be staying with the group. So this is the Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, from First Church Fire Folk Fellowship. We are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 2865 or 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie. The two bays are together, and we are right there. And you can't miss us. Come out tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Fellowship with us, and let us praise the Lord. And if you need prayer, just give us a call, and we will be more than happy to join in to pray with you. And we know that God will change things. When you pray, things will happen. Call on the name of Jesus.
Yes, he will.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Behind the veil of what is seen, the natural eye, a great event is being prepared. A war and a wedding feast will have their place in time. Soon and not yet is the word that the watchman gives as he strains his eyes through the darkness of the night mist. He can sense that just beyond the horizon, a great brightness is preparing to break forth. Arise, you sleepers, shake off your slumber, he calls. Come and fill your lamp with fresh oil. Trim your wick, cry out in the streets, and do not let your voice be silent. For the coming of the great King is at hand. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Only wait for the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage, and wait for the Lord.
There will be no peace in their nights until the Lord makes